want that?
I got
All right, go ahead, guys. Just open up for some questions.
This is your first time back to Australia since 07?
Memorable trip?
No, it was... We were here... We trained at the Gold Coast before 2011 Worlds. I think it was at the in the same area where Pampax are this year. So it's always different coming over during this time because we leave our summer to come over to y'all's winter, which is not really cold, but we like seeing sun and being outside. So, but it's always good coming over here. I mean, this is one of my favorite places to come. Really anywhere in the world, so it's good to be back in Australia and competing here again.
Back on the US swim team for the first time since London?
Yeah, it's. I think the weirdest part about it is there's so many new faces. I mean, there are people on the team where I'm asking some of the guys and like who this person is, who that person is. So it's just a lot of new faces for me to see and. You know, it's great to see the team change and you know, see a lot of younger kids on here that are super excited and getting to know them, I guess, over the last couple of days has been pretty fun.
How are you finding
that they're a bit in awe of you, though? Are they sort of saying, you know, you find they're a bit hesitant to talk to you because you don't know them? Or
no, not really. I mean, I guess I've tried to make it... I'm usually pretty quiet on these trips. You know, I'm usually to myself and I do what I need to do and, you know, I just go on, and I'm trying to make it more of a point to talk to everybody. So, you know, people I don't know, I'm trying to introduce myself, trying to bring them out of their shell a little bit, and make them talk a little more.
Are they asking a lot of good questions? Or they, you know,
no, like, you know? They really don't ask many questions.
Does that come naturally to you to be like an Elvis statesman?
I don't know. It's kind of weird being one of the old guys. I mean, it's gotten weirder and weirder, I guess, throughout my career, because I started as being the young little 15-year-old boy, and now I'm one of the oldest guys in the team, so it's strange, but, I mean, age really is just the number.
Being an older bloke, mate, how is the body coming back from that retirement?
Oh, it's all right. I mean, you know, obviously it took a little time to get back into some kind of shape. After gaining, like, 25 or 30 pounds, it took probably about a month and a half to really get it off. And once I got it off, it was just getting back into the swimming shape. And you know, we're making good progress. We've made good progress so far. And I think this summer I did the job that I needed to do in Nationals.
Are you personally happy with where you're at the moment?
I mean, it's all really a stepping stone because, you know, I mean, the biggest thing about this summer was getting on a team to hopefully propel me for next year and then move forward from there. So step one is complete by making this team and now we have some other things to do next week and hopefully we can do those and propel ourselves into the next season.
Were you fully tapered at Nationals or you still got a little bit more?
I don't really know what that word means. I'm not really sure what tapered means. I guess I would probably say I have to do a lot more work to be tapered. You know, I think it was, you know, we were, you know, I guess, like I said, we were preparing ourselves to get ready for this summer to try to get onto a team and then move forward from there. So there's still a lot of work that needs to be done for me to be exactly where I want to be. But I think this is a good starting point.
Moving to Rio, have you finalized what events you're going to focus on?
I don't even know what I'm swimming next week. So I'm not sure what the future will hold.
You're going to have a smaller program now than what you used to compete in.
Yeah, I will say I'm not swimming 8 again. That is a safe thing to say.
Have you worked out how to fill in the extra time, the blanks?
It's great. I have days off. I have mornings off. It feels incredible. Gives my time, my body time to recover. And I mean, it's kind of cool for me. Like, at Nationals, I was able to watch some of my teammates swim. And that was something that I really never had the chance to do because I was always competing swimming so many events and doing so many other things to get ready for myself, like my own events, that I never really had time to pay attention, like to watch and focus on other people. So it was nice to be able to watch and cheer some of my teammates on there. So hopefully I'll have that chance here.
Is there a special place for you in your career? Like, obviously, you're 15 in Sydney, mm-hmm. and to come back here and launch an international comeback, I guess, in Australia, is that kind of nice for you as well?
I mean, I think swimming in Australia is something special, and you know, not only because of, you know, this is where I had my first Olympics, my first really big international meet, but just because of the excitement level that people have for the sport in Australia, I think is something that you really don't see anywhere else. And you know, the sport is such a massive sport here, and you know, we're still trying to grow the sport in the U.S. and all over the world. So I think it's good for me to be able to come back here, and also for some of our young swimmers on the team to have, I guess, to give them a chance to really be able to see how excited y'all get over here. I mean, I still remember walking out in 2000, my first Olympics, and I literally think the floor was shaking. So I was a little in shock, and you know, we're coming into y'all's turf here, and we're gonna have some good racing.
Sounds like you're having a good time, but is the Michael Phelps, is the killer still in you?
I still can't stand to lose. I hate to. I mean, you know, even though it's like, you know, losing by 1/100th and, you know, losing by 5/100ths at Nationals in my last two events, or 2 out of 3 events, it's frustrating. But, you know, also I am taking it, you know, a lot slower now than what I did before, because I do understand that I do have to give my body time to get back, and you know, I do have to build up to where we want to be. And that, I mean, I can't just expect to do everything I want, you know, from the get-go. So, you know, for me, I think being able to have the year and a half off, I think I've just been able to learn a lot about myself. And I mean, I still have that competitive side, because it's still the same with anything that I ever do. But it's going to take a little time for me to get back, and we're doing it slowly.